Well, the following day, Paul, you, and Elvis have your breakfast. Cherry shows up, she knocks at the door, and she's dressed as a servant, as promised. When you let her in, she says, "Oh my god, is that bread? Is that real food?"
Honestly, I don't know what it is.
She runs over and she grabs it from you and eats it without asking. "Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I should have just been caught and become a slave. It would have been a lot easier."
Well, turns out you never should have broken out of jail at all. We'd be in a lot less trouble if we'd just gone and met them honestly.
I don't think that's true. At that point, the Queen would be in a complete position of bargaining power. Right now, she doesn't know where we are or what's going on or what we're planning, and she's just trying to get answers.
Oh, well, that's unlucky for her, because I don't have any.
You don't. I do.
You don't.
I don't. You're right. I want out of here. When are we leaving?
Okay, well, you're going to stay here, and you can actually have the rest of our breakfast. We're going to catch a meal with my dad, maybe play some games, and then we're going to figure out who we're going to kidnap.
Great. Food. Yes. Why are you playing games again?
Oh, we're stocking up food.
Oh, right, yes, food. Good. Okay, go.
Well, all right, I guess we go down to my dad's room.
Darius, the servant, answers the door. Why, hello! Pretty Kitty, you have visitors again.
Hello, Darius. Today, I'd like to sample all of the finest food. And make it non-perishable, please, because I want to hang on to it and snack on it throughout the day. I'd like to take tours.
Of course. I'll go and fetch a snack feast worthy of a queen.
Oh, and don't forget water. I'm going to get thirsty.
Of course, sir. I'll be back as soon as I can. When you walk in, your dad goes, "So what, you back to lose more tactics games?"
No. We're here to finally bust you out of the underworld.
It's called the Dark Bottom.
It's called are you going to complain this much when we get you to the surface?
No, I mean, if you get me to the surface, I'll be on the surface, and I'll be ecstatic with joy. I just don't believe you can do it. Why would I get my hopes up?
Okay, well, look, we need to know. Who is a noble that you're aware of, who knows where the secret passages are, and is maybe old and senile enough to get confused and flustered to lead us into them if we said that there was danger?
Oh, Madame McGoffle.
You just had that name lined up.
Everybody knows that she's baddie, but she's wealthy and well-connected, and she lives here in the palace.
Okay, so do you know where her room is?
Yes, and she's on the tip of my mind because today I'm supposed to go and give her a bath. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's fine. That's good cover for us. That's perfect.
You guys are insane if you think I'm going to help you with some kind of asinine hostage situation. If you harm a single hair on Madame McGoffle's head, they will turn you inside out. And that is not an exaggeration. They will actually turn you inside out.
Well, we're not going to hurt her. And the good news is we have it all planned out. We're going to get compass and a map and everything else. So just, you know what? Why don't you come with us for all the errands? And then when you see that we've got it all lined up, bam, you'll be confident.
I'll be implicated as an accomplice.
Yeah, but at least you'll be confident.
Women love confidence.
Okay, fine. What's the first step?
The first step is we wait for Darius to come back with a bunch of food.
Well, okay, you wait, and eventually Darius comes back with all kinds of various treats, lots of dried meats and other kinds of things.
Oh, boy. This is all the food I wanted. I could use a little bit more, but actually this is too much food.
I'm confused. Do you want me to take some of it away?
No, I want to save it for later. I hate to see food go to waste. Can we take it back to my room?
Oh, yes, of course. And then Darius loads it all up into a tray, and he wheels it back to your room with you, where Cherry is waiting. As soon as you come in, she immediately tries to pretend that she's cleaning the place.
Thank you, servant. If you could, I think there was a slight stain on my pillow because my nose was bleeding the other night. I don't know how you get that out, but if you could just, like, I don't know, get some orange juice or something, I hear that works.
She nods. Darius says, "So, shall I just leave this here, then?"
Yes, leave it here. And, servant, you may help yourself, but only to some of the food.
Generosity is one of the perks of the job. Well, where to now, my honored guest?
I wish to go to the library to look at all the maps. I want to show Pretty Kitty everything that I've learned about the maps. I bet I've learned more about mapping than he's learned in his entire time being down here.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet that you probably know a lot more trigonometry than the sex slave.
Are you familiar with Sokotoa?
No.
Okay, then yes, I do know more about trigonometry than the sex slave.
Good for you.
Would you like to learn trigonometry?
No.
Well, then everyone seems to be in their happy place. I don't know. To the library, Darius!
Boy, you're getting really into this spoiled guest thing.
It's my last day. I'm gonna get to enjoy it.
Well, you guys get to the library. The librarian says, "Back again."
Yes, he'd like once again to look at the maps of the slave pits, if possible.
Fine. She heads off in the direction of the maps.
Actually, I'm really enthralled by just how organized your society is. Could you explain your organization system for the library? This is all so amazing.
Oh. No one hardly ever wants to learn about the Duthraka decimal system.
Well, yes, I'd be happy to explain to you. You see, back... And she begins to explain the sorting system of the library while the whole gaggle of you follow behind.
Hey, Darius, could you go and get me a glass of water? This is going to take longer than I thought.
Of course, sir. And Darius is gone.
Okay, Dad, I need you to make a distraction. Could you maybe grab books off the shelf and just read them without asking?
I'll get yelled at.
I know, that's the point. Could you get in a fight with her? Just tell her why she's wrong, you know?
All right. So your dad grabs a book off the shelf and starts looking through it, until the librarian notices and she says, "Excuse me, did I say you had permission to pull that book? It's a library. I thought we were supposed to be able to just check out books." "We have a delicate system, and some of these books are very delicate. Not all of these are open to your perusal."
Okay, if she's fighting with him, grab the maps that we need and shove them into my robes.
Okay, you grab a few handfuls of maps, and then eventually she stops fighting with your dad, and she turns around and she says, "Now where were we?" "Ah, yes, 50 years ago. I'm so sorry I got sidetracked."
Uh-huh. Okay, listen to the whole spiel, or as much of it seems polite, and then go, "Oh, shoot, what time is it? I want to go back to my room and get more of those snacks before they go stale."
Darius, who's back by now, says, "Oh, well, they shouldn't go stale. You asked for non-perishable snacks. They'll keep."
"Well, then I want to go back and have more of the snacks. That's the whole point of today. I'm having a very good day. Thank you for teaching me so much, Miss Librarian."
"Of course, darling. If you have any more questions, I'm always excited to discuss the Dothraka system." And you guys go back to your room.
Darius and Pretty Kitty, you guys can just wait outside. I might go to the bathroom. I'll be like a second.
Okay, you dump out the maps. Cherry has been eating the snacks, and she goes, "Are these the maps to get out of here?"
"Yep, those are the ones."
Oh my god, you guys are actually carrying out a plan without problems. We might get out of here.
We just might, or die trying.
"Well, I've got food in me. I'm feeling much better now. Oh, I don't know how to make heads or tails of these maps."
"Well, that's okay. I think I do. Mostly."
"Oh, good, 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 good. Everything's great. So, what's next?"
"Well, now we need the compass."
"Yeah, we gotta go to the armory."
"Okay, I got it. I go outside. Darius, I want to see the soldiers. Actually, I want to see the soldiers' equipment. My mom is a blacksmith, and she can make the finest steel."
Well, you are in the palace. So naturally, the finest steel in the entire realm is located right here."
"Ah, but do they know how to bind the runes to the equipment?"
"Well, that's some of the more select equipment, but the rank and file has very good steel, I assure you."
"Okay, well, I'd like to see."
"Very well, we'll see what they say." And Darius takes you down to the armory. The guy in charge goes, "No, I don't think I'm going to let you come back here and fondle all our weapons."
"I'm not going to fondle. I was going to look longingly, but I wasn't going to fondle, I swear."
"Okay, look, I know it's a hassle, but I mean, this guy, he's really into weapons, and I just thought it's anything to distract him from talking to me for a while."
"I heard that you volunteered for this job. It's not my problem. This is not a petting zoo for swords."
"Okay, how about this? I'm supposed to be issued weapons and stuff, right? What if you just let him look at the things that are not issued to me, and he can touch the things that belong to me?"
"Anything he touches, you gotta sign out for, okay? It's your responsibility, it's not mine. And he lets you back in the armory."
"Okay, so, I noticed that you have some full-limb crossbows. That is interesting, because, you know, we actually don't do that. We like to do short-limb made of steel."
"You're making crossbows with steel limbs?"
"Okay, I know it sounds crazy, but wood warps, you see."
"Yeah, that's because wood is pliable, and that's why you use it to make crossbows."
"Okay, hold on a second, actually. Back up. You have wood?"
"Hey, Dad, I don't suppose that you could, you know, same drill as the library?"
"You want me to just, like, pick up a crossbow, play with it, and get in an argument with this army guy?"
"You were so good at it last time. I believe you could do it again."
"All right." Your dad picks up a crossbow, he grabs a bolt, and he starts loading the crossbow. Pretty soon, the guy in charge of the armory goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" And your dad goes, "I'm seeing how it loads."
"Okay, during the argument, go to the compasses, steal a compass."
"All right, you move fast, because in no time at all, that argument goes really sour, and the armorer says, all right, that's it. Everybody out. You didn't sign out to touch that weapon. You broke the rules. You're done. Everybody's done."
"Oh, but I didn't break the rules. The cat guy did."
"Tell it to the cat guy. You're out. Everybody's out." And he throws you out.
"Way to go, Pretty Kitty. I was having a good time."
"I thought that's what you wanted."
"Paul, couldn't we have distracted that guy by being good and learning about the weapons? He had so
Elvis,
many."
"Elvis, you want Darius to... listen, we're doing great, okay? Everything's fine."
"I was about to find out what kind of wood they have. Do you know, like, what a big deal it is? What if they have extra springy wood? What if they've got their own type of ironwood? This could be groundbreaking.
Well, I'm sure somebody must know. Darius, do you know what kind of wood they use to make bows?
I assume tree wood.
He has no idea. He has no idea. It's a craft, Paul. It's an
artwork. I admit to not really knowing.
I could probably ask you. I bet if I gave you the option between a bow made out of spruce and blackwood, you would have no idea which one to take.
Honestly, I would
He would have no idea. What kind of wood do they have down here, Paul? This is really big.
Well, I doubt that they have spruce or blackwood down here, so asking him which of those he would choose seems a little
the
unfair.
The blackwood, obviously. Okay, all right. He doesn't know blackwood. But there's got to be... Are there different kinds of wood? This was mind-blowing, and you ruined it, pretty kitty.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess next time I'll just stick my thumb up my butt and sit.
Paul, could we take another trip to the library?
Elvis, I mean, we should probably go back to your room. You've got snacks waiting, right?
The snacks aren't going to tell me what kind of wood the crossbows are made out of. They're making full-limb crossbows in the deep, dark depths out of what kind of wood?
Okay, maybe we could go by the library, just real quick.
Are they tree? How do they photosynthesize? There's no light.
Okay, you guys take a stop back at the library before you go back to Elvis's room.
Excuse me, librarian? Could I check out and just keep for a little while... Any book you have about, like, trees. I don't care how mundane, I just need to know about your trees.
Such as how to grow them, how to plant them?
Actually, anything that would explain the modulus of elasticity in the trees. That's the one I want.
I see. Engineering. I'll look into what we have. She goes, and then she comes back with a book on engineering with wood. She hands it to you. She says... We have several copies of that, so I can permit you to leave with it. Be sure that you return it. I'll keep track of the fact that you have it.
Thank you. And I will bury my nose in this book the whole way back to my room.
Well, you get back to your room.
Okay, Darius, could you get us, like, candy?
Of course, though you'll find there's already candy mixed in with the assortment that I brought you earlier today.
I mean, like, better candy.
Of course. What would Sir like?
Something cherry-flavored.
What's a cherry?
I don't know. He's been raving about it. Ask the chef. Maybe he'll know.
Well, I'll see what I can scrounge up. And Darius leaves.
All right, gather everyone inside. All right, Cherry, we got the compass, the maps, my dad, me and Elvis. Now we just have to get through the secret passage.
Wonderful. What do you need me to do?
Did you guys know there's over 300 different species of tree down here? They just grow without sunlight or anything, and some of them are really tough.
That's great, Elvis, but we're leaving this place.
I'm just saying, if we could ever normalize relationships with these people, they would pay for this wood. There is some good wood that grows down here. You know, we don't usually do full-limb bows because we like to defend from towers and fortifications, and that's more cramped. So we have the shorter-limb bows. And we do steel limbs because they don't get waterlogged and warped. They do get stiff, though, and you know, that's the big problem with them is that, like, you use them too much and then they'll break. I mean, that's the problem with any metal, you know, that's, like, part of tempering, is that you beat the metal and over time it becomes stiffer. I mean, it doesn't matter, because the important thing is that these guys have wood that's actually really resistant to moisture and it still is flexible.
Yeah, and they'll shoot us with those if they catch us.
And the penetrating power would be terrible, too, you know, a full-limb crossbow, you just don't see those.
Okay.
By Dad. Terrible, I mean, like, really good. Like, they would just punch right through the
Thank armor. You, Elvis. Yes, great. Dad, when are you supposed to bathe this old woman?
Well, we're all in luck, because that's coming up soon.
Okay, well then, here's the shtick. There's been an emergency. She has to leave. Please go to your nearest evacuation point. We'll cover the door.
This is the part where I get killed, isn't it?
I hope not, Dad.
All right, fine, I'll do it. You know, being dead be better than bathing that old woman another time.
All right, Cherry, you're a servant, so just push the cart with all the sweets on it. For now, you're Darius.
Okay.
And Elvis, I'm still babysitting you. It just so happens to be that we're in the area.
Oh, but I gotta return the book.
I thought you liked the book.
Well, I do, but I also like that librarian. I don't want her to be mad at me.
Elvis, I'm gonna be mad at you.
Okay, fine. I'll keep the book, I guess.
All right, you guys head down the halls to the other wing of the castle. I assume you go before Darius comes back.
Yeah, we just ditch him.
All right, well, you come to a door. Your dad knocks on it. Someone in robes answers, and they say, pretty kitty. And entourage?
There's been an emergency. Is Madame McGoffle all right?
Yes, she's fine. What's the emergency?
I push my way inside. Madame McGoffle, there's been an incident. You need to leave immediately.
You push your way inside to find a naked, older woman whose skin glows with bioluminescence, holding a rubber ducky and a bath brush.
an incident.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Well, now's a very inopportune time. Pretty Kitty is supposed to scrub my feet and other things. Aren't you Pretty Kitty? Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
I've got so many bath toys prepared for you today, Pretty Kitty.
And she squeezes the duck.
Ma'am, what are you going to do with the duck?
It goes in my butt.
Mistress, I'm afraid that's going to have to wait. I need you to exit through the secret passage immediately. Your life is in danger.
Ugh. I have been staying in this palace for 43 years, and you know this will be the first time I've ever had to use one of those ridiculous secret passages. I hope I can remember how it still works. Now, let me get my travel thong and my walking heels. Hold on.
So she starts to get dressed, and then she pauses, and she goes, "Are the servants coming, too, or am I supposed to go alone? I can't recall the details."
The servant should stay, ma'am.
Cherry tugs on your robe.
Oh, I mean, the servant should come for their safety, as well as Pretty Kitty and also this Elvis fellow here.
If we're going to spend all day in the safe room, we may as well have people to wait on us, right? Okay, all right, gather up your things. Come on, everyone.
She snaps her fingers, and three or four servants start gathering up stuff. Then she stands in front of the walls, whispers a few magic words, manipulates the runes, Sagwa Sanfa, and the wall parts.
Okay, that's a lot more secure than just having a random book be the trigger.
Of course it is. You have to be trained to open it and have someone who knows the way. It's like a, what do you call it, a labyrinth down there.
Well, of course, ma'am, you've been trained and know the way. You've been through
I've had to sit through those obnoxious drills and briefings basically every year. Don't forget. I haven't forgotten. All right, I'm going.
She shuffles ahead into the doorway.
All right, guys. It's working pretty good so far.
Onward, into the bathtub of destiny.